Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design. It's the show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, each week we take a closer look at an aspect of design that we think deserves just that little bit more attention. From overlooked visionaries to architectural triumphs, typography or fashion, and let's face it, almost everything in between. In an industry where heritage matters, what happens when a much-loved brand is bought by another company with its own distinct history? Monocle's broken-footed design editor Nolan Giles reflects on the occasion of US furniture giant Knoll's purchase of the Danish brand Muto.
It's a common story in the design industry. A creative company or niche manufacturer hits financial woes and gets snapped up by an enterprising new face. With a bit of cash and some marketing pizzazz, the brand is reignited and the design legend continues. When it's not pure spin, these stories are commendable, particularly if fading skill sets and jobs are being saved and great design is being done. Yet, in an industry where independent carries as much cachet as handcrafted, a large company buying a smaller brand is not an easy sell. With this in mind, at the end of last year, US-based furniture giant Knoll quietly bought up smart young Danish design brand Muto. The firm was accelerating at a fast rate, particularly in the US, growing 50% year on year. The acquisition received little press, but the move was smart. Muto can capitalize on Knoll's knowledge in the US market, while Knoll gains some know-how in the affordable luxury arena where Muto is triumphing. Muto CEO Anders Kleeman says consolidation is a natural consequence of tough competition. But will Muto's cool Scandi reputation take a knock? According to Kleeman, he doesn't think so. He says that we've seen acquisitions in cars and fashion, and that when design companies get together, they can learn from each other and find the right fit to be more successful. Selling design today too often involves the product becoming a story, and in some cases, the story ends up with more actual appeal than the product itself. Synergy might not have as nice a ring to it as artisanal, but it could be the more useful word to use in a conversation about putting more good design into the world.
Our very special thanks to Nolan Giles for that. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production brought to you by the talented team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or, you lucky things, download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.